Erev Tov Raboisa. We are on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. So we were in the middle of the sugiyot, the sugiyah of Yadot. Is there Yad for this, Yad for that? And guess what? There's a lot of unanswered questions in the Gemara. And the Ran comes to the rescue today to tell us the halacha about each of them. We spoke about Yadot where? Nidarim, Nazirut, Gitin. What else? Kiddushin. Yesterday we spoke about Pe'ah, and we spoke about Tzedakah, and all of these were left unanswered as of yet. Says the Gemara. Oh, no, we didn't speak about Tzedakah. Tzedakah is today. So last thing we spoke about was Pe'ah. Says the Gemara on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesh Yad Li Tzedakah, or En Yad Li Tzedakah. Is there Yadot? So how do we, again, if we were to define accurately Yadot, what would you tell me in 10 words or less?
In a couple of sentences.
It's not direct.
Meaning, whatever topic you're speaking about, it's in the meaning incomplete sentences, but with some sort of indication about what you want to be saying. Yesh yad li tzedakah or en yad li tzedakah. What's the case? Echidami. What's the case? Ilam adamar hadin zuza li tzedakah vaadin name ha'u tzedakah atzmai. If a person looked at one coin and he said, this coin is for tzedakah, and then he pointed to the next one, he said, and this one too, that's not yad. What's that? That's actual tzedakah. That's a full speech. Ela kegon de'amar hadin vela amar nami. Mai hadin nami tzedakah ka'amar odin mamai ve'hadin lenafkuta ba'alma ka'amar ve'dibra hu de'la aske. Which means, what did he do?
In all of these cases, the nami is the word nami.
Nami, if he said also, then it's not a question. That just conjugates it to what he said before. Let's say he points. So what's the question of the Gemara? He pointed to a coin and he said, this coin is for tzedakah. And they looked at it. And this one. So is it for tzedakah as well? Or is it for shopping? The Gemara says. Which one is it? Mi amrinan kevan di itkash le korbanot. Dichtiv beficha. Zot tzedakah. Ma korbanot yesh lein yad. Av tzedakah yesh lein yad. Odin lema lebalte acheru de itkash. Which means, just like we said yesterday by Pe'ah, yes, there is a juxtaposition of tzedakah to korbanot. Ya beficha, kasher dibarta beficha, zot tzedakah, which means just like you're able to donate a korban with your mouth, you're also able to donate tzedakah with your mouth. So what do we see? Since tzedakah is juxtaposed to korbanot, just like korbanot have yad, so to tzedakah should have yad, or yad, or perhaps what? Or perhaps the only time it's juxtaposed to korbanot is only for balte acher, for not delaying the tzedakah. But for Yadot, maybe not. Unanswered. Says the Gemara, Yesh Yad Lehefker, Odin Ma'en Yad Lehefker. When a person, also Hefker, is made verbally. So is there Yad for Hefker or not? What's the case? Echidami. Says the Gemara, Hainu Tzedakah. Should we say it's the same thing as Tzedakah? And if Tzedakah works, if Yad works for Tzedakah, which is verbal, Yad should work for Hefker, which is verbal? Well, according to the Rambam, all these cases in the Gemara, Imtim Tzenomar, if you say the previous one works, what about this? What about, that's the way it works.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nihyeh Amen. Don't they have a rule when you say and, whatever further you're going to say, it's going to belong to the previous. What's and mean? It's connecting two together. Mm-hmm. When I say and this, this has the same status than previous.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. What happens if I just said, let's say by tzedakah, this coin is for tzedakah, and this coin is for shopping. I said, and this, right?
Oh, you see, you specify. Uh-huh. But if you say this coin for tzedakah and this one, I will tell you. Let's say if we're gonna make us 100 people.
Well, I mean, it doesn't work like that. Torah is not a democracy. You know what I'm saying? Torah is communist. It doesn't work like that. The question, well, you want to, and this, which means it's, what are you saying? It's pretty indicative that and this means what? For tzedakah. But it's not precise. What do we call that? When it's not precise and it's just indicative, we call that yad. That's the question. Does yad work or not? Hefker. Hefker is also a verbal commitment. Is it like tzedakah? And if tzedakah, yad works by tzedakah, it should work by hefker. Odinma.
Why should Hefker be like tzedakah?
Because it's a verbal commitment. Hefker is a verbal commitment to relinquish ownership of your property. So he says, Odinma shani tzedakah, the tzedakah lachazia el la'anim, aval Hefker bin la'anim bin ashirim, or perhaps we should say no. Hefker, you can't compare Hefker to tzedakah, it's totally different. Tzedakah is only collectible by anim. Hefker is able to be acquired by whom?
Anybody.
So, another unanswered one. Ba'iravina, another one. Yesh yad lebet hakise ola. Is there yad for bet hakise? The halacha is, we're going to see in a moment, that if a person designates a room to be a bet hakise, from that moment on, even if it has not yet been used, it is asur to read Shema inside that room. Facing the room from the outside is mutar until it's actually used, but designating that room, even if you haven't used it, you can no longer read Kriyat Shema inside. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Yad lebet hakise. Says the Gemara, hechidame, ilema de'amar. Hadin beta leve beta bilshon agmara, bait bilshon agmara is not necessarily house, it can also mean room. Hadin beta leve beta kise, vahadin name, au beta kise name ava. If a person says, this should be a bathroom and this one too, pashut, what's that? That's not yad, that's dvarim brurim. Ela kegon de amar vahadin. This should be a bathroom and this what? Vela amar name, mai hadin de amar. What does hadin mean? What does this mean? Vaden nami bet kiseh. Does it mean this is also bet kiseh? Din ma my vaden letashmisha be'alma kamar. Maybe it means it should be, and this should be a garage. Ani yodama. So what does it mean? So the Gemara goes off on a slight tangent. Michlal de pshita le Ravina diyesh zimun lebet kiseh. Apparently, Ravina takes for granted, takes as a davar pashut, that designation of a bathroom, if you say it specifically, what it does work. Ve'amibah le Ravina. Hey, wait a second. Ravina had, he asked a question about this elsewhere. He's mino lebet hakise mahu. He's mino lebet hamelchatz mahu. Zimun mo'il or en zimun mo'il. If a person designated a room as a bathroom or as a shower room, as a bathhouse, does that create this isur of reading Kriyat Shema inside or not? Does the designation work or not? It seems, he asked that question elsewhere. Here it seems what? That he's taking for granted that what? Yes, it does work. And he's only asking about yad. So which is it? Says the Gemara, Ravina, chad amigo chadaka miba'ine. He's asking one out of the two questions that's bothering him. Zimun mo'in or en zimun mo'in. First question he had was, does designation even work for this halacha? Im timtze nomar, yesh zimun. Now, according to the rule of the Rambam, that any time the Gemara says, im timtze nomar, if you want to say the halacha is like that, if you want to tell me that designation works, what's the next question?
The second question.
What about yad? Yeah? Im timtze nomar, yesh zimun, yesh yad, or en yad. The Gemara ends off Tiv'ile. Tiv'ile is Masechet Nedarim's way of saying Teku. There's another one. What are you saying? What's the pattern here? No. Everything in Nedarim is different. Everything is different. The words are different. Mefarshim are different. Everything's different. It's very interesting. I had a theory. I don't know if it's true, but I'm trying to... The Chazal and the Mefarshim and Masechet Nedarim kind of mix things up to show you the whole Nedarim... It is meant to accentuate the power of words, what words can do. So the Gemara wanted to mix it up a little bit to show you that, you see over here, we're using a little bit different words to show you the power of words.
That's, I think someone question says that it's they didn't learn the Nedarim.
In Geonim's time they didn't learn it.
Right.
Yeah, but by Tanaim v'Amoraim they did.
No.
It says in the last Ramban in Masechet Nedarim, he says that in the Geonim for many years they didn't, during that Tkufa they didn't learn it. It wasn't learned. So it could be that because the Ramban writes that B'Tkufat HaGeonim, since Nedarim was so abstract, it was a Masechet that was left unlearned for a certain period of time. So it could be that because of that, there was Sfekot that fell in the Lashon. Don't forget, this is all Torah Sheba'al Peh. So it could be things got jumbled as they tried to revisit it. I don't know. A bunch of theories. Who knows? Yeah, let's see.
Why don't they be precise, like make a rule? If you're precise, then it counts. If it's not, if you're not precise, it doesn't count.
Well, that's machloket. We know that we learn that from psukim. We learn that from juxtaposition. The Gemara said before that yadot works. Incomplete sentences by nedarim and other things work. The question is the extent of these incomplete sentences. Does it have to be clear, even unclear? That we said was a machloket tanaim. So over here, we're asking about yadot at all. Forget about clear, unclear. We're asking about incomplete sentences by these things. Pe'ain, tzedakah, nefker, and betakise. Does it work or not? So now that the Gemara leaves us off with the teko, we have to look to the Rishonim to find some clarity in the halachot. And that's the beauty of the Ran, because not only will he explain to you the Gemara, he'll tell you the piskei halachot as well. Says the Ran. We have to go back to Amud Bet, because that's where the run on this sugya starts. Towards the bottom, יש יד לצדקה או אין יד לצדקה. פירוש, אם תמצא נאמר יש יד לפאה, כמד חמירה, דמעל כל חכי ורחמנה בעיקר פאה לצדקה, מה? ייקח פשור רבותיי. If you tell me that פאה has יד, maybe that's only by פאה, because פאה is something that you are obligated to do, צדקה, there's not necessarily שיעור, that's something that you give, you donate. That's what the Ran's Rebbeim said. ולא נראה לי, says the Ran, I disagree. דבי, העיקר צדקה נמי בעל כולך מחייב. The עיקר מצווה צדקה is also an obligation. וכי תאמה לה מחייב בכולה, perhaps you're not מחויב in everything, פאה נמי לה מחייב, אלא בשעורה, ולא בשדה כולה, פאה also has a designated amount, not the whole field, and therefore what לקח נראה, what does the Gemara mean? The Ran gives a different פירוש, דהן נתרת בעיה, לב בהדדי איתמר, ולא שייכה באם תמצא לומר. There's no אם תמצא לומר between פאה and צדקה. There are two different questions that were asked at two different times.
It's not different between the two of them, in case of פאה, if you don't do it, is that right, in terms of צדקה?
It's also עבירה.
I don't give צדקה.
Is that עבירה? Yes. I mean, not עבירה, but you're being מבטל מצוות עשה. נתון תיתן, פתוח תפתח. And there's a שיעור, there's an annual שיעור of צדקה you have to give. שכנו says מפורש. Now.
What's the annual שיעור?
שלישית השקל. One third of a שקל. Which is peanuts. Says the Ran Vayter, O din mamai vahadin nafkuta ba'alma ka'amar, perhaps it just means for spending. Daf al gav diyad mukhiyacha, even though, yes, like Binyamin was saying, and this, in the context of tzaka, is yad mukhiyach, right? It's a pretty clear yad, ki ka'amar vahadin nitzdaka ka'amar, din ma en yad klal vafinu mukhiyach. Perhaps the halakha of yad doesn't apply by tzaka. You see, Binyamin, the Gemara is asking, maybe by tzaka, the only way to donate tzaka verbally is by actually finishing your sentence, as clear as your fragment may be. Says the Ran on the bottom, O din ma, ki itkash lebal te'acher udi itkash. Where's everybody? Tuesday night. Kol hakoach. That's it, orot of next Shabbat. Huh?
Voting.
Voting? Nah.
Election
day is next week.
In Israel.
Yeah. In Israel. Yeah. Oh, they flew to Israel. got it. Okay. Now. I actually, huh? Yeah, it's too late now. You can't register. You have to either. Huh?
Every year?
No, you don't have to register every year. No one's. So you're good. That's it. Finished. You don't have to register every year. Now, Vayter, so he says, they keep on sending me texts from Kathy Hochul and Tisha James.
Huh?
I just tell them, Yimachshema, Shemir Shaim Yirkav, Mechashefa lo techaye, just send them back messages like that. And then I block them. Anyway, Bekitzur. Huh?
We got more texts.
Huh?
When you
no, then I block them. No, anyway, because I don't know how they get. There's got to be some sort of database with your numbers. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Huh? Who sells my number?
Whoever
subscribes
to,
they probably sign up. Okay, that's the other. Yeah. Odin ma ki itkash lebal te'acher udi itkash. V'chila amrin ane di tzedakah ne'em laktiva behedya. Tzedakah also doesn't say behedya. Umidrashatia comes from the hekesh. Run on the top, Rabbi Yisai. Im timtze nomar. יש יד לצדקה, משום דכיוון דהיתקש. אף על גב דלקטיבה בהדיה, even though it doesn't say it מפורש, אין הקש למחצה. You cannot do halfway הקש. הפקר מי, what's the הלכה בהפקר? מי אמרין הנהיינו צדקה עולה, והיידן המסב קלן, יש יד לשבועה עולה. You know what the Gemara notably left out from this whole discussion over your ידות? Spoke about נדרים, and נזירות, and קורבנות, and גיטין. Where's שבועה? How come we didn't speak about יד לשבועה or not? Says the Gemara, says the Ran.
Clearly had indication from
Psukim. By Shvua? No.
Yes.
No. No. The Psukim were by the it wrote it. The Drasha was from Nazir, and then we learned to Hekesh to Nedarim. What about Shvua?
Shvua the same thing.
Really? Gitin and Kiddushin weren't the same thing, the Gemara said. Yeah. Oh! Now you're talking, Binyamin. Now you're talking like a Rishon. Says the Ran. He says, why not? משום דבהדיה דאיתקוש כי ידור נדר או ישבה שבועה. They're בהדיה in the same פסוק, נדרים ושבועות. יפה. והיינו דתנן, כנדרי רשעים נדר בנזיר, בקורבן ובשבועה, אלמה יש יד לשבועה. We see from here that once there's יד לשבועה, that means by default that there's going to be, once there's יד בנדר, there's also going to be יד בשבועה. בנימין, two points. And he says, יש יד לבית הכיסא, שיהיה אסור לקרות בו קריאת שמה. אחד המיגות, אחד כמי בעלי, כלומר, אם תמצא לומר, יש זימון, יש יד או אין יד, that was the question, אם תמצא לומר. Now, what are we left with at the end of the סוגיה? A big tickle on all these cases. Now what? says the Ran. Now we're going to roll up our sleeves and see the halacha psuka for each one. It's rock and roll. Yeah, well, give me the list. What are we talking about? Nidarim, Nazir, Get, Kiddushin, Pe'ah, Tzedakah, Hefker, Betakiseh. Yeah. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. That's already. That already is just. That's already Maase Satanze. Now is a kavan, huh? That's I don't know, but I don't know. I think that's just reckless. Now he says Bekitzer. I say reckless in Russian. Huh? You see, even Hashem disagrees with me. Now, weiter. Ay. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. No. Now he says like
that. He was the one that was saying dangerous.
He just killed it, Nisan. He just killed it. Yeah.
You mentioned that you never find that the draft is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You cannot make any operation unless it's marble room.
Same idea. Yeah, no, echoliot. But that's if you're cut, if a person's, you know, wounded. He said, we're all wounded, huh? We're all. Says the Ran, ul'enyan alacha, Rabbi Isai, the first ibaya, the first question was by Kiddushin. That was the Gemara's first question. Everything else is pashut.
So this is you have to be machmeh because min haTorah.
Oh, well, let's see. Yeah, you're definitely on the side of some rishonim, but some might disagree with you. So, ulinyan alacha b'kiddushin naktenan lechumra deyesh yad. Kiddushin is safek deoraita, so she's safek mekudeshet with the yad, and she needs a get. Dekivan debayan delayv shitale, hava lesfeka deoraita ulchumra. Tov, that's kiddushin.
Needs a get if she wants to get divorced, or needs a get
if she wants to get remarried.
Can she stay with him?
Or yeah.
Is not sure what
no, she can stay with him. She just needs another kiddushin, but she can stay with him.
She needs another kiddushin or yeah. Another get. And she needs something else.
She's safek mekudeshet, which means she is stuck. Now, hala. Ufe'ah utzdakah. Now, what are you going to say about pe'ah and tzedakah? They're also doraita. So what are you going to say there? Says the Ran, katav arashbazal, name dazlina lechumra, kiven desalku beteku. They're also deoraita, safek deoraita lechumra. Tov. V'chin katav rambanzal bin chotav. Ramban says the same. Debaayan ditzdaka laifshita behedya, besugiyan diyesh yad ditzdaka vekamela name, dechol teku di isura lechumra. Anytime there's a teku about isur, forget about deoraita. Anytime teku about isur, it's lechumra. Pe'ah, isur. Tzedakah, isur. You have to be machmir.
Wait, but tzedakah is money, right?
Yeah. One second, says the Ran, what the Ramban says, the sugiyan, di yesh yad li tzedakah, inu mishum dekamrin, haim timtze lomar, yesh yad li tzedakah. Veze efshar, hu al derech haRambam zal, the Ramban would be following the Rambam, who says, sheposek bechol makom, ki im timtze lomar. That what? The Rambam holds throughout Shas. Anytime the Gemara has a bunch of questions and follows up a question by saying, Im Timtze Lomar, what's the halacha? Like that, Im Timtze Lomar. However, the Ran takes issue with something else that the Ramban says. Aval b'may dekamar dekaimela nami, dechol teku de isura lechumra. This that he said that any teku de isura is lechumra, ben nira sheiskim gamkin lezeh harashbazal, utmihani alehim. Says the Ran, I have a big question on them. Shere sugya mefureshati besof pirka zroa velechayayim, she safek mamon aniyim, hara hu safek mamon. Anytime there's a safek mamon that belongs to aniyim, safek tzedakah, that's not safek isur, that's safek mamon. And whereas by safek isur ugo lechumra, by safek mamon, what do we say? Kula, the one who's holding on to it, gets to keep holding on to it. So he says, he means to tell the Ramban, tzedakah and pe'ah is mamon aniyim. That's not isur, that is mamon. And mamon we should be making, so that's what he takes issue with. Safek mamon dazlim el kulal lenitba midemakshin an hatamamat nitin. These are sugiyot that we're not so holding, so I'm just going to fly through it. Degir shenit gayer, v'ayal ofara, nishchetet, v'chu. Tenan, safek mamon patur, alma safek al kula, urmin hu. Chore nemanim shebetocha kama, v'itzrich shenuye hachad, gemara over their answers, para b'chizkat petura kaima, kama b'chizkat chiyuv kaima. Alma, what do we see from those sugiyot that we're not holding in? Ta'amad b'chizkat chiyuv kaima. Halav hachi, safek patur. If not for that, safek would be patur. V'im ita de safek mamon aniyim, hava lesfeka di isura, lama li lishenuye hachi. If the Ramban and the Rashba were right, that safek mamon aniyim is safek isur, why did the gemara have to answer that? V'od, דהתם נמי אקשה לאביי והרי עיסד בחזקת פטורה ותנן גרשון התגייר ספק חיה ואמר לי ספק איסור לחומרה ספק ממונה לכולה ואם איתה דה ספק אני מיקרה ספק איסורה והוא פירוקה גופה הווה מצא לשנו ילה הדה כשהם מכורי נמלים המתניתין. More questions on that סוגיה. ועוד דמרין הנהתם פר כמה דיומה תנן הטעם, הנחתומים לא חייבו אותם להפריש אלא כדי תרומת מעשר וחלה. והקשנן, the Gemara over there asks, בישלמה תרומה גדולה דתניה, מעשר ראשון ומעשר עני, המוציא בחברו על עבריה, כלומר, דלקה ספקה דאיסורה, אלא דממונה בי מעשר שני אין מעשר עני, there's only ספק ממון. וממונה, המוציא, he says, וממונה המוציא לחברו על עבריה. אלא מעשר שני נפרשוה ונסקוה ונחלוה בירושלים, ברנקת ירושלים, ואם איתה, דה ספק עני מספקה דאיסורה היא, if you're telling me like the Ramban and the Rashba, that ספק, ספק ממון עניים, איז ספק איסור, כי איך ידקה שלה מעשר שני, תקשלה נעמה מעשר עני, אלא ודאי, from all these proofs from these סוגיות, אלא ודאי ספקה דממון עניים, למקרה ספקה דאיסורה, the run argues, אלא ספקה דממונה ולכולה, and therefore since it's לכולה, by the yad who gets to keep it, the guy, ולפי כך, איני מתחבר בדבריהם זל בזה, I don't, understand what they're saying. מה אתה אומר?
Both, both.
Both צדקה and פאה. They're both ספק, ממון עניים. The Ramban and the Rashba said that tzedakah and pe'ah, since it involves an isur of not giving it to the aniyim, tzafek isur, tzarech lachmi latet lahim. However, the Ran says, no, tzafek mamon. Mamon aniyim is mamon, and therefore I get to keep it. מחלוקת ראשונים. וגבי הפקר, אין ספק דאבי לספקה דממון. Everybody agreed that הפקר is what? No isur there. And I get, still get to keep it, וכולה ואין יד. וכן נמי גבי בית הכיסא, ואפילו אם תמצא לומר זימון מועיל, even if you want to tell me that זימון works for בית הכיסא, למה אני אלא מדרבנן? It only works מדרבנן, ואבל לספקה דרבנן וכולה, and therefore what, even though we do hold that זימון does work לבית הכיסא, להלכה, if a person says, וזה, what's the הלכה? That room does not get the designation of בית הכיסא.
What about זימון itself?
Works.
Works.
Works la'alacha.
Really,
no, he had a question, but the question was with an im timtza lomar, and therefore la'alacha, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Pegimal in Orach Chaim, la'alacha is if you're mazmin bet ha-kiseh, even if you never used it, you cannot read Kriyat Shema in the room, but you can read it out of the room facing it. As opposed to an active bet ha-kiseh, you can't even say it outside facing it. Now.
The case of Pe'ah shouldn't also be the Rabbanah.
Why? Pe'ah is the Oraita.
This is Pe'ah and this.
No, the question
you
is...
You said the Oraita.
No, but you're extending the Din Oraita to the next Aruga, maybe.
Once he gave something, he already...
Not if he's saying it in the same sentence. Perhaps he meant to make that whole part. Right. Now you said...
What's the sense of the second
one? The one that we did fish. Tomorrow night I have to come with body armor. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like... It says like this. Yeah? Weiter.
And he left himself.
Huh?
He just opened and left himself. Must be
hard. He dropped a bomb and then he just... Hiroshima. He just like... Yeah? There were two. There was Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Right. Yeah. And then Chernobyl was the same thing, just without a bomb. They just melted themselves down. Anyway, what happened there?
It was
an accident. Yeah? And for like 50 years after, the kids were being born with like deformities and stuff. But I mean, none. Ah, Shem Yerachem. Tov, Vayter, says the Gemara. What was the last sentence, the last din in the Mishnah? Menude ani lecha. You remember? What does the Mishnah say? Menude ani lecha, Rabbi Akiva yachochech baze leachmir. Yeah, says the run. This is a run really going back on the Mishnah, and then we'll see it in the Gemara. Menudeh ani lecha Rabbi Akiva haya chokech bazeh leachmir. Chokech means scratching. Ke adam shu mesupak bedavar o mitkachech beatzmo, mipnei sheno yachol levararo. A person who's not sure about something, what does he do? Scratches. Thinking, scratching. That's what it means. Rabbi Akiva couldn't figure it out, and therefore what did he do? Mechmir. Iname milshon chech. Like a palate. כלומר שהם מתאים לחיקו להחמיר. In his palate, he tasted what? להחמיר. Says the Gemara. Yes, Binyamin.
Laugh. What's the difference?
Who?
Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah. Laughing. Not
chochek. Huh? No, you mean לחייך? That's smiling. Sochek. And sochek could be smiling or laughing. And לחייך with chayet, yod, yod, chav. This is chochek with chav, chav. Verstehst? Now, להתחכך בכותל means to scratch yourself, to rub yourself against the wall. We saw in Masechet Shabbat. הלאה. Says the Gemara, מנודה אני לך רבי עקיבא היה חוקך בזה להחמין. אמר רבי, מודה רבי עקיבא לעניין מלכות שאינו לוקה. רבי עקיבא agrees that even if a person said מנודה אני לך and then he goes to eat from him, that that's not liable for malkut. In general, transgressing a neder or even a yad neder gets you malkut. But over here, since he himself was misupak, what's the halacha? No malkut. Deim ken, nitne Rabbi Akiva machmir. If Rabbi Akiva was sure that it gives you malkut, it should have said Rabbi Akiva machmir. It didn't say machmir, it said what Rabbi Akiva? Chokech, he was unsure. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, benadena minach dekul al mala palige de asur. If a person tells his friend, nadena lach, nadena minach, which means, nadena means I am separated. How did they translate?
Detached
from you. And don't forget, this is a follow-up of yad, so you have to finish the sentence like Shmuel said. Nadena lach, shelo ochal lach. If a person says that, everybody agrees, a language of detachment and you are asur. Mishamatna minach, lekula al mashare. If a person tells his friend, I am excommunicated from you, excommunication is not a language of isur. Detachment is a language of isur. Excommunication is not a language of isur. Even Rabbi Akiva holds what? If you said to him, mishamatna anilach,
he still can benefit.
Yeah, he can still benefit. Bemai palige, where is the only machloket between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva? Bemnude ani lecha. Don't forget, Rabotai, nadena, what's the halacha? Everybody says asur. Meshamatna, everybody says mutar. Where's the machloket? Menude ani lecha. Rabbi Akiva savar, lishna deniduyahu. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a language of excommunication, of detachment, and it works in your asur. Verabbanan savre, lishna demeshamatnahu. The Rabbanan hold that menudeh is a language of excommunication and it doesn't work. Ufliga de Rav Chasda, this argues on what Rav Chasda said elsewhere, that ugavra damar meshamatna benichse dibre. It should say, min nichse dibre de Rav Yirmiya barabba, ata lakame de Rav Chasda, amar le, let dechash leha de Rabbi Akiva. Kasavar bimeshamatna, plige. Which means, there was a guy who said, listen carefully, there was a guy who came before Bedin and he said, Mishamatna, use that language, I am excommunicated from the possessions of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba's son. So Rav Chasda said, no problem, go eat, go benefit from him. Why? Because nobody agrees to Rabbi Akiva. What does that show? If he says that nobody agrees to Rabbi Akiva, he understood that even by Mishamatna, they argue. Based on what our Gemara said before, they don't argue by Nadena, that everyone says Asur. They don't argue by Mishamatna, that everybody says Mutar. The only machloket is by Menude Anilecha. And anyways, what do you think the Psak Halacha would be, like Rabbi Akiva or the Rabbanan? Why? Binyamin, you're talking like a Rishon again. Says the Ran. Now he says... You can't help it, Binyamin. What are you supposed to do? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now he says, the Ran. Yeah. Modei Rabbi Akiva le'inyan malkut she'eino lokeh. A little bit, about a third of the way from the bottom of the page. Two-thirds then. Dam is misveka hu she'eh machmir. V'lo she'el hadavar barulo. U'mi hu shama'in an diyadot nami lemalkot titarabu. We see from this Gemara that if you make yadot and you transgress them, what do you get? You get malkut. Dila, mai mode Rabbi Akiva, pshita. If not, what's Rabbi Akiva being mode to? It's pshita. Nadena minach dekula alma asur. Klomar, asur veloke. U'mi hu davka b'damar she'ani ochal lecha. You gotta finish off the sentence. Like by any yadot, like Shmuel said, any yadot, how do you have to finish off? Menudeh ani lecha. שאני אוכל לך כדם שמואל לעיל, גם במופרשני, ממרוחקני, בכולן, עד שיומן שאני אוכל, וכו'. ובנדן הנמד כבתאי, שהוא לשון הרחקה, ינדנה means detachment, or distance. משמת נמינך, דקולה על משרי. דאפילו אמר שאני אוכל לך, איסורה נמי לך, there's nothing there, שאין זה לשון נדר, אלא לשון שמתה. It's not a language of נדר, it's only a language of excommunication. Vayinami de be'ovdada u gavrada amar meshamitna minchse Amrina nufliga derav chazdaf, al gav dem nechse, have mochiach, even though since he's talking about property, it's mochiach deret ziyad, ki ilu amar shani ochal lecha. Nevertheless, it's kulo mutar, because the language is not a language of nedarim, it's only a language of shamta. B'may palige, b'mnude ani lecha. כלומר, ואמר נמי שאני אוכל לך, דהי לשנה דמנודה, משמעכי ומשמעכי. מנודה, אני לך, could be detachment, which is a neder, or could be excommunication, which is not a neder. So each Tana pulls the language his way. רבי עקיבא סבר, לשנה דנידויהו, כלומר, שאף הוא לשון ריחוק והבדל. It's like separation, כמופרשני, מרוחקני, כדם תרגמינן, והדבה בנידתה, וסעובתה בריחוקה, הלקח אסור. That שיטת רבי עקיבא. ורבנן סברי, לשנת דמשמת נהו. It's a language of excommunication, שלשון בן האדם לאומרו על נידוי בלבד. People usually only use the language of שמתה in the context of נידוי. What's a נידוי? Like a חרם, like an excommunication. אלמה, כסבר במשמת נפליגה, דסבירה לדה, תעמד רבי עקיבא, דכיוון דשווה נפשי בהדה כמשומת לאיסור הנאה, he made himself excommunicated with regards to the guy's איסור הנאה, לאיסור הנאה הבא, שכן פורשין מן המשומת ומנודה, just like by מנודה, you have to separate yourself from an excommunicated man, so too, you made yourself a neder. ולעניין הלכה, לא קיים עלן כרבי עקיבא. Halachically, we do not hold like רבי עקיבא. מדאמרינן דלת תחשנה, since we said nobody holds like him. ועוד דקיים עלן הלכה כרבי עקיבא מחברו ולא מחבריו. We hold like רבי עקיבא only against one other Tana. But רבי עקיבא against multiple other Tanaim, הלכה is like them. הלכך,
it would be רבי עקיבא in another Tana, then it would be, can it go like them?
If it's two against two? Depends on the situation. No, you still go by the rov.
Still go by the rov.
You, the only time we'll paskin like רבי עקיבא is when?
One.
It's one versus one. הלכך, נדנה ממך שאני אוכל. Now the Ran makes seder of all the possibilities. Listen, it's one, he makes beautiful summaries. Listen to what he says. הלכך, נדנה ממך שאני אוכל לך אסור ולוקה. נדנה מנך בלחוד, שרה, because it's not even yad, you didn't finish. מנודה אני לך שאני אוכל לך, נמי שרה. Why? Because we don't hold like רבי עקיבא. ואין צריך לומר, משמת נמינך שאני אוכל לך, that it's nothing. וכן פסק הרמב"ן ז"ל בלכותיו, ולא נתבררו בזה דברי הרמב"ם ז"ל שכתב פרק ח' מלכות נדרים. I don't understand what the Rambam writes over there, and he doesn't even quote it. He so disagrees with the Rambam, he doesn't even quote what the Rambam says.
Just by the case of the Nadena Minach.
Yeah.
There is Malkut.
Nadena Minach שאוכל לך, yes. That's a full yad, and... And
you, why is there Malkut by Nadarim?
לא יאכל דברו, איסור דאורייתא.
או,
the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara is going to speak about that. Weiter. Says the Gemara הלאה, ירושלמי. רבי עקיבא היה חוכך בזה להחמיר, לסר את כל נכסיו כמעט דתמר, יחורם כל רכושו, והוא ייבדל. מה עבדין לרבנן? This is all a quote from the ירושלמי. חומר הוא בנידוי בדין. Now the Ran's going to explain what this Yerushalmi means. ומסתבר לי, דח ירושלמי לשייך כלל בהדה גמרא דילן. This Yerushalmi has nothing to do with our Gemara. תעמד ירושלמי הוא לומר, שכיוון שעשה עצמו כמנודה, since this person made himself like a מנודה, אסור. ובגמרא דילן משום הרחקה, תן על לה, our Gemara is not talking about מנודה, we're talking about detachment. ולא משום נידוי, דעילת אמך, if you don't say that, איך יאמרין, משמית נמינך לכולה על משרה, אלא ודאי כאמרן, that if you say in language of נידוי, that doesn't work. The only reason why it should work is because of, because it means detachment. מי הוא כתב הרב רבנו ברוך בר שמואל, בפירושיו, דמאה שמעינת בהדיה, דמנודה שנידו בדין, אסו לענות מנחסיו. A מנודה that was put into excommunication by בדין, you cannot benefit from his property. אבל נידו הדיות, if a regular person put him into נידוי, מותר, you're still allowed to use his property. והיינו עובדה, דהי, דאמר משמית נמנכסה, דשריה רב חסדה, רב חסדה סרץ, אוקיי. ואין דין זה מחובר. The Ran says, I disagree with that. דהא קיים עלן פרק ולא מגלחין, we see in מועד קטן, מנודה שונה ושונין לו, נזכר ונזכרן עמו. אלמה, אין חסב אסורין, אלא we see that at no time is the property of a מנודה אסור. אלא ודאי, חרם של בדין הגדול שנה דאלים תפה. Only when he's put into חרם by בדין הגדול, does his property become אסור to everybody else. But anybody else's חרם, whether a regular person or even a בדין, does not make the guy's property אסור. אבל, בחרם בדין באלמה, לא מצרי נכסי הוא טוב. Yeah. So once the Gemara started speaking that in passing, the halachot of nidui. Now the Gemara goes deep into the halachot of nidui. We already spoke about this somewhat in Masechet Mu'ad Katan, which was last year, right before Yevamot. It was actually Chagigah, but right before Chagigah. But now the Gemara is going to revisit some of the halachot of nidui. What's nidui? Excommunication. Let's see. Yeah. Says it's a form of chenem. Says the Gemara as follows. Amar bi'ila, amarav. Midahu befanav, en matirin lo ele befanav. Which means if they excommunicated him in his face, which means in his presence, you need to undo the excommunication in his presence as well. Midu shelo befanav, matirin lo ben befanav, ben shelo befanav. If they excommunicated him not in his presence, which means in Bed Din and then they just sent a letter, whatever it is, they can remove the excommunication whether in his presence or not. What's the reason for this halacha? Says the Ran on the top. Nidu b'fanav in matirin lo, ela b'fanav. Dekevan de b'fanav niduhu, since they made the cherem in his face, alim niduye, it's very strong, v'la me'akar ela b'fanav. And it can only be taken off in his presence as well. Dumya demay damrin perka sholeach, kol milta de mit'avida be'asara, tzicha be'asara n'mishlefa, anything that's done in the presence of 10 people needs 10 people to remove it. Says the Ran, I disagree. V'la nihira, ela ta'ama de milta mishum chashada. The reason for this is because of suspicion. Meaning what? The matirin lo shelo befanav peamim shiatiru veamnude lo yeda, or shelo inhagu bo nidui yavo lechashada. Which means what's going to happen sometimes? Let's say they excommunicated him in his face, and then later they remove it not in his presence. So then what? Other people know about it, but what? But not him. And then they start talking to him, doing business, eating with him. He's going to start thinking people, eh. One second. Why are you treating me? I thought I was benidui. Why are you treating me like this? And he's going to come to be mezalzel, to disregard dine nidui. That's why the halacha is, if you did in his presence, what do you have to do? Remove it in his presence as well. Aval kishenidu shelo befanav leka chashada. But when they excommunicated him, not in his face, there's no chashad. Why? Shafu sover shema itiru shelo befanav kshem shenidu shelo befanav. What is he thinking? Just like they excommunicated me, not in my presence, so too it could have been that they took it off. They rescinded it, also not in my presence. Different halachot to each one, but they're different. Both different forms of
excommunication. No?
They're both excommunications. Cherem is more severe. Now he says, "Vezek ha'otah she'amru lekaman perker bileizer hamudan onam chaverov befanav en matirin lo ela befanav umfarish berushalmi d'tama mishum chashada." Ulfi ze says the Rana halacha, "Kol shodi'u deleka chashada matirin lo shelo befanav v'chol sheitiru name afal pi shelo di'u mutar di'av." Which means, let's say they excommunicated him in his face, and then after they did that, they send him a message. By the way, we took it off. What's the halacha? There's no more chashad, there's no more suspicion, and it's mutar. And not only that, even if they didn't tell him, b'di'avad, even though they should have done it in his face and they didn't, b'di'avad, if they took it off, not in his face, what's the halacha? It works also, b'di'avad. Next, Gemara Rabotai. Amarav Hanina, Amarav, Hashomeya Azkarat Hashem Mipi Chavero, a person who hears the name of Hashem being uttered in vain by another person, Tzarich Lindoto, you must be minadei, you must excommunicate that person, even if you're not a bedin or anything, even a regular person that you hear, Noseh Shem Shaman Levatala, you have to put him in nidui.
Rabbi, G-O-D, is that part of Hashem?
That's not what we're talking about. With Shem Shaman, over here we're talking about the names of Hashem and Lashon HaKodesh. That's also inappropriate. All the poskim say, the Shach, the Taz, they bring down, you're not even supposed to use Hashem's name in other languages, but over here we're talking about Shem Hashem Levatala in Lashon HaKodesh. Now,
but is that really a name, G-O-D?
Of course.
How's that a name?
It's a reference to Hashem.
It's the same like Hashem. What's
so
the difference between Hashem and G-O-D?
No, Hashem is only a reference.
And G-O-D is also
a G-O-D reference. Is a name that we call a deity. Hashem just means the name. God means a powerful deity. A God. There's a difference.
Gosh is
a
lot. That's something like, oh my gosh.
That's also, it's inappropriate. It's because gosh is a spin-off. It's a not kavod way of saying God.
It's a yad.
Huh? But yeah, it's also inappropriate. Yeah? No. Even stam. Noseh Shem Shamayim Levatala. Now, he says, V'im lo nidahu, if the person heard him and he didn't put him into cherem, hu atzmo yeh benidui. this person who should have done it, he himself is worthy of being put ben nidui.
What do you mean he's worthy? He is in nidui.
No, the Ran says not that he is in nidui, because you always need somebody to put you in nidui. It means he's liable for nidui. That's what it means. Now, he says, "Shekol makom she'azkarat Hashem metzuya, any time the name of Hashem is uttered in vain, sham aniyut metzuya." There's also poverty there. Va'aniyut kemita, and poverty is like death. Shene'emar, how do we know? Ki metu kol ha'anashim. It says about Datan v'Aviram, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can go back to Mitzrayim because the people who want you dead died. We know they didn't die because they actually died where? By Korach. So what does it mean that Datan v'Aviram died?
Poor.
Means they got poor. V'tanya, kol makom shenatnu chachamim, aynehem, any time the chachamim looked at somebody in a threatening way, o mita o oni. What does that mean? It always causes either death or poverty. Now says the Gemara, a story. Amar Rabbi Abba, Havakaim nakamed Rav Huna, Shama'a lehachiteta dafka Azkarat Hashem levatala. Rav Huna heard a woman that said Shem Hashem levatala, Shamtaha, Vishara la leantar be'apa. He put her in chirim, and then he took off the chirim immediately, which means he fulfilled the halakha of put her in chirim, but he took it off immediately. We learned three things from here. Shema mina tlat. What do we learn? Shema mina shomei azkarat Hashem mipi chavero tzarech lindoto. We first learned what we said before, that if you hear Shem Shamayim Levatala from your friend, you have to put him to Chirim. Ushma mina nidau befanav in matirino elem pavanav. We also learned that if you put your friend in Chirim in his face, you have to remove it also in his face, in his presence. Ushma mina in ben nidui lafara velo klum. We also learned out that there is no time restriction between nidui and the afara and the undoing, which means as soon as you put on the nidui, immediately you can remove it and you don't have to wait 30 days, which it says elsewhere.
Somebody nidui, just say your nidui.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Now again, the Rambam says that if a person puts another person in nidui, there's a list of 24 things that a person's chayav nidui for. This is only one. If a person puts another person in nidui and he's not liable for the nidui, it backfires, and that person himself gets ben nidui.
How can he get out?
He needs heter. He needs it. Either from a bedin or from shlosha adyatot. Just like you do hatarat nedarim, there's hatarat nidui. That's what we do before Rosh Hashanah. En kan niduim, en kan shematot, all those things to take off these niduim. Weiter.
Do you hear this now, Rabbi?
What?
Did you hear somebody say Yudkevavke a real way? Can you put him in nidui?
It's not only Yudkevavke. It's adnut also. If a person is mizalzel, if a person disregardingly and wantonly just blurts out Hashem's name out of his mouth without a care in the world, I guess probably the first time you should warn him, don't ever do that again. And then if he does it again, you know, halacha.
Because some Jewish missionaries, they say, Mamash Yudkevavke.
Jewish missionaries? I don't know what you're talking about. Now he says.
I didn't know that was.
Huh? Oh, who cares? So Yashko was a Jew, you know? Who knows, is it?
Yeah.
One second, they're campaigning for Hoke? What are they doing?
For the other guys.
Huh? Oh.
They say, Mamash,
and they move. Huh? Yeah. She's a missionary?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Take everything you hear from, you know, I'm not saying it's not true, but take everything with a grain of salt. Do me a favor, you know what I'm saying? That's like... Sensational. That doesn't like.
It's been going around.
Huh?
Yeah, it's been going around.
They got her.
One second. Is that corroborated?
So be a singer is a pretty good song.
He's the head on the missionaries. He knows this. He's the one who goes against all the missionaries.
To be a missionary means that she's actively recruiting and trying to convince people to convert to Christianity or any other religion. That's what she's doing?
That's what it sounds like.
That's weird. I mean, that's... okay.
If you hear somebody blessing Hashem's name, quote, blessing, you know, his name, are you supposed to do anything? Like, when I was a child, one woman's mother died, and she was, like, screaming, but, you know, blessing Hashem instead of, you know, the opposite.
I don't get it. What do you mean? Hashem. She was cursing Hashem? Bevadai nidui.
Cursing
Hashem, that's Isur Deoraita, Chayav Mita.
She, like, lost it.
Huh?
She lost her mother, so she was like out of it, and she was screaming like
kind of. I just leave her alone. But in general, you should tell her if you do that again. By the way, you know that's a good way to die. That's chayav mita. Anyway, but that's what. No, that's what they. I mean, there's Mkalil. Mvarech Hashem is.
Yeah, I mean, at that time, they're just not religious people.
Yeah, but there's still a God in the world. I mean, Hashem doesn't go away when there's Tzarot, you know? Now, weiter. Yeah, so that is that. Says the Ran. Now, to kind of summarize this sugya. Hashomea azkarat Hashem mipi chavero. Yeah, Rabbi, so that's very disturbing. If you can do some more research on that, that's like really, really disturbing.
It says that she's a believer in Yashka. It doesn't say that she's actively a missionary.
Okay, that's bad enough, but being a missionary is a totally different level. She believes in him existing, like, yeah, he existed. I believe he existed too.
That wouldn't be a big deal.
I happen to think he's a drick, but that doesn't mean, you know, but I don't know what it doesn't matter. Anyway, Bekitsur.
So, with the guy that lived in today, that was all over the news.
What?
Some guy took the tefillin, put it on his private part, like just.
What?
The Chabad in Israel.
In Italy,
whoever
came to vote, they used to put tefillin on those people. And then one guy from one of the.
Metzim,
they call
them. Who? Meretz?
They're
the dregs of the earth. They're, you know, they're in Israel, there's something that, you know what zevil is? There's zevil, and then there's something that's called hamitz shel zevil. You know, the juice on the bottom of that runs through the streets when the cleaner, that's...
They arrested him. Huh? They arrested him and then they let him go.
Really?
Yeah,
for what?
For disgracing tefillin.
Tell me.
Everybody from that party came and started putting on tefillin. So it was kind of kibush Hashem, maybe.
Okay, well, that's the garbage juice running through the street is more pleasant than these people. Yeah, I would rather be in the presence of that garbage juice than next to them. Anyway,
do we hold that saying Hashem Deim in vain is the oraita?
The Rambam holds in Brachal, saying Hashem's name in vain in general is bevaday isur deoraita. In the context of Brachal v'Tala is machlokat yushonim between the Rambam and Tosfot and Rabbi Nutam and other poskim.
He mentioned his Gemara
and his
Yerusha,
and he even brought sources
saying that
if women
say brachot on mitzvot,
chayav malkut. According to the Rambam.
It's the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, Tosfot will tell you not. Rova poskim hold not like the Rambam. Well, but again, Maran and the Rambam hold like that, but there is, you know, there's plenty of other poskim. Now, Vayter says, oh, he says the Ran just disturbed me. Hashomea azkarat Hashem. No, not you disturb it. I am disturbed. Hashomea azkarat Hashem. That didn't sound good. Hashomea azkarat Hashem pi chaverot tzarech limdoto. Beresh tmura mafkinan azhara lamazkir shem shamayim vatalam midichtiv et Adonai Elohecha tira. V'im lo nida hu atzmo yeh benidui. Lo sheyeh benidui me'elav. Not that he is now currently benidui because he didn't put the guy benidui. Ela ra'ui lehit nadot ka'amar. It means that he is worthy. He is liable for nidui. Sharei ha'mazkir atzmo tzarech nidui. Ve'ach yeh chamur mimenu ha'shomea v'shotek elak da'amaran. Shebechol makom. Ta'amak ha'yahiv lemay da'amrinan v'im lo nida hu atzmo yeh benidui. The Gemara is explaining the reason. How come if he didn't put him in nidui, the other guy, why is he himself benidui? The Gemara gives the reason. Sharei achshav chamur. Now it's even worse. If you heard Shem Shamayim Levatala and you just let it go, what did you just bring to the world? Poverty. He says, the Shem Aniyut Mitzuya. The Shem Aniyut Mitzuya Dichtiv, Bechol HaMakom Asher Azkir Et Shemi Yavo Elecha Uberachticha. Umida Azkarat Hashem LeMitzvah Mevi'a Bracha Ve'Osher Azkara Lashav Goremet Aniyut. From the fact that mentioning Hashem's name in the context of Mitzvah brings Bracha and wealth, mentioning it in vain brings poverty. People look for segulot leparnasa. Segula leparnasa. Segula leparnasa is to keep your mouth shut and not to curse and not to say Hashem's name. All sorts of swearing on this one and that one and swearing b'shem. All these things cause poverty. You want parnasa? Keep your mouth shut. That's the best segula. Now he says, hala.
You can't say O-M-G.
Not good. No, it's not haskarat shem shamayim min vatala, but it's bizayon l'shem Hashem. Iname. Yeah. Iname. You can, according to the letter of the law, but it's better to put a dash.
Yeah,
now he says, "Iname midchtiv gabe shvuat shechir, v'chalato ve'et aitzav ve'et avanav, uvitmura midtane haskarat shem levatala shvuat shechir." That it also brings poverty. Shneimar kimetu kol ha'anashim. Who are we talking about over there? Who's kol ha'anashim? The Tan v'Aviram. Delo metu mamash. They didn't really die. They didn't really die. בכל מקום שנאמר, ניצים וניצבים, אינם אלא דתן ואבירם. Any time the Torah says ניצים or ניצבים, it's reference to דתן ואבירם. ואינו הוו במחלוקת של קורח. They were much later than מצרים. They were by קורח. אלא מפני שהענו. It's because they got poor. אמר כי מתו. דף על גב דאמרי נהתם, דארבעה חשובים כמת, עני ושומע ומצורה, ומי שאין לו בנים. There are four people that are like dead. What are they? A poor person, blind person, leper, and the person who is childless. ודאי מעניות כאמר. Obviously over there it's talking about something happened to the Tam Baviram in terms of poverty. ואין לומר שנסתמו, you can't say that they got blinded. דהה כתיב במחלוקתו של קורח, העיני האנשים מהם תנקר, they told משה רבנו, are you going to poke our eyes out? Which means what? Then until then, they saw. ולכה לממה, huh? No, it's talking about their eyes. They were trying to instigate משה רבנו. ולכה לממה, huh? כשחנוז. יהיה ולכה לממה נמש שהיו מצורעין, דאקטיב. Don't say that they were lepers, דאקטיב, בקרב כל ישראל, that they lived among the rest of עם ישראל, and if they were מצורעים, they would have to be חוץ למחנה. ולכה לממה שנתרפאו במתן תורה, don't tell me they were lepers in מצרים, but then they got better at מתן תורה. That can't be, דאמרינן, שחזרו למוען במעשה העגל. Anybody who had any illnesses and was healed by מתן תורה, all the illnesses came back when? באי חטא העגל. ולכה לממהר, דמישום שלא היה להם בנים, כי מתו, don't tell me that, no, השם said, דתן ואבירם died because they didn't have children, ואם כן, איך יאמר להם, מפני זה שוב מצרימה? What does that mean? השם told them, told משה to go back to מצרים, because דתן ואבירם didn't have kids. Yeah, how does that help me? משה רבנו would say. He says, וכי מפני שלא היה להם בנים, לא היו נשמעים למלכות להלשינו אל פרעו, just because they didn't have kids, that means they would stop being able to talk to פרעו. אלא ודאי מפני שירדו מכסיהם ולא היו דברים נשמעים. Rather, how did they lose their clout with פרעו? They lost their money, now they lost their clout. Hashem says, now, you can go back.
Is that? Paro,
no, no, no. Nope.
What now? Why now?
Because they're losers.
They're Jews.
Huh? So what?
I'm saying, why should you lose?
The fact that they become poor.
Losers.
What's King Nan and
the losers? Because they're used to be
dead.
King talks to high-class rich people, not to poor losers.
When he needed, he can never listen to anyone.
No. Not for Halshana, now that they're in tatters and whatever.
So you're saying if his life is different.
No, I'm good. That's it. Thank you. Huh? No, he's not. No, not somebody's plotting to kill him. Now they just wanted to speak Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. People. And he says, O mita, o oni. Either death or poverty. Alma, shavul adadeh. We see that they're the same. Vikshu bateisvis. מאי עיריה שומע הזכרת השם מפי חברו תצריך לנדותו, אמרינן בירושלם, ודכל שאינו עוסק, שורה צריך לנדותו. Why is the Gemara saying that if you hear שם שמיים לבטלה, you gotta put the person in חירם? The Gemara says in Yerushalmi Moed Katan, anytime you see a person doing any avira, you see a person acting out and doing avirot, you have to put him in חירם. So what's special about שם שמיים לבטלה? והחינם ממוחה בדוחתי טובה. We see this in many גמרות. דאמרינן פרק כמה דקידושין. חזי אולי הוא גברה דאבה זרעה בני גופנה. They saw a person planting כלאיים. אמרינן נתמרו ונשמתה. They want to put him in חרם. ופרק ואינו מגלחין אמרינן. דאמתה דרבי חזיתה לה הוא גברה דאבה מחל לבנו גדול. ואמרה ללהבה הוא גברה בשמתה. Another case, there was a guy who was hitting his son and Rebbe's maidservant put him in חרם. What do we see from all these things? That any time a person does any עבירה after being warned, what's the הלכה? חרם. So what's this? What's the big deal? Why is the Gemara specifying Shem Shamayim Nevatala? Says the Ran, V'tirtzu. What does Tosfos answer? D'inach enameg, you're right. Elamiu be'azkarat Hashem bilchut hu de'amar di'im lo nidu hu atzmo yeh benidu mipnei she'na'asa chamur. Yeah, mipnei she'onsha chamur d'chatimna. By other avirot, you should put the guy in chenem. But even if you didn't, you're not liable for chenem. The only time you're supposed to put a person in chirim, and if you don't, you're liable for chirim, because the punishment is so severe, is only where? Shem Shamayim Levatala, that's why the Gemara specifies it over here. Next run, Ushma Mina in benidu la'afara velo klom.
That's if he's doing it on purpose, right?
Yes. Hikshu batosfot, if people do avirot by accident, can you imagine, like every time a person does have chirim, chirim, whoa, take it easy, yeah? Yeah. Now he says, smash and grab, take it easy. Now, ושמע מינה אין בין עידוי להפרה ולא כלום, יקשו בתוספות. מידה אמר, פרק ואינו מגלחין, אחי כאמר שמואל, תות עשר ותות שרה, והוא הדין לממונה, אבל להפקירותה, עד חי לעלה שמתה, תלתין יומין. It says in that Gemara, that when it comes to איסור, the person has to let, he has to ride out his nidui for 30 days. Why over here are we saying this was also nidui for איסור? She said, שם שמענו ותלה. How come Rav Huna took it off right away? Yeah, what's pshat? V'tirtzu. D'shan e'acha, sh'nidui ze eno ela le'ayem alav sh'lo yazkir od shem shamayim l'batala. This nidui is only as a threat. It's only to kind of scare him not to mention shem shamayim l'batala again. V'ladam elav kiruta. Yeah? And it's not like any other isurim that a person does. Mishum hachi, hacha in benidu la'afara v'l'kulum. That's why over here, there's no time limit. You can do the nidui and take it off right away. אבל ראיתי לרב אלפסי זל שדחה אותה שבפרק ואינו מגלחים מפני זו כמו שכתבתי בהלכות בפרק ואינו מגלחים וכן דעת הרמב״ם מהלכות תלמוד תורה. ריפן רמב״ם, based on this Gemara, they disagree with the Gemara. In מועד קטן, the Gemara says that you need a minimum of 30 days, and the Rifan Rambam, by all niduim, say that there is never a time limit by any niduim, and as soon as the nidui is, not only by Haskarat Shem Shamayim V'Tala, but by all niduim, as soon as the nidui is activated, it can also be immediately deactivated. Now, the Gemara says, here's another din, says the Gemara. Amarav gidal amarav, Talmid Chacham, minadde le'atzmo, umefe le'atzmo. A Talmid Chacham can put himself into Cherem and take himself out of Cherem. Why in the world would a Talmid Chacham put himself into Cherem? Says the Gemara Pshita, what's the chidush? Ma'o detem ha'en chavush matir atzmo mibet ha'asurim, kamash malam. I would think that an incarcerated person can't break himself out of jail. In order to break somebody out of jail, what do you have to do? You need somebody from the outside to do it for him. Kamash malan, no. The Talmid Chacham can put himself in and he can take himself out. Says the Gemara, what case would warrant a Talmid Chacham putting himself benidui? Hechidane kihad morzutra chasida, like the story of morzutra chasid, ki mechayev barberav shamta, mashmit nafshe beresha, v'adar mashmit barberav. Any time there was a very interesting morzutra was tzaddik yisod olam gdol ador. So what did he do? Any time there was a talmid chacham who needed to be put in cherem, what would he do? He would first, in order to kind of join him in it, he would first put himself in cherem, and then put that individual in cherem. And then when he got home, he would take the cherem off of himself. And then you would take the cherem off of that individual.
Can the person who's the cherem himself put another person in cherem?
Yes. Well, yes.
That's
why not?
Huh? That's what he did.
That's what he did. He did it in order, but he did it as a chumrah to kind of, misery loves company. He wanted to kind of show him that he's with him on this. It's like a punishment, but he wanted to show the Talmid Chacham that I'm with you on it. Says the Ram, Talmid Chacham, menadeh le'atzmo u'mefeh le'atzmo. כתב רשב"א ז"ל, דדווקא איכא דלהא ובר נידוי. This only applies where that Talmid Chacham is not liable for a nidui. כי עד המורזוטרא, דממידת חסידות בעלמא, just like the story of מורזוטרא was only, he was doing it, מורזוטרא wasn't חייב נידוי, so why did he do it? It was only a חומרה. משום יקרה דבר ברב, for the כבוד of that Talmid Chacham, אבל משמת נפשי. אבל כשנידע עצמו על דבר שהיה חייב עליו נידוי, The Rashba said, if the Talmid Chacham was actually chayav nidui, and he put himself in nidui, he can't take himself out. He needs somebody else to take him out. That's the Rashba. Ve'ikshu alav. Many mefarshim question the Rashba. Imken, hechi makshe le'ashas pshita. Why would the Gemara ask pshita? Mikame de'amar ki hadamor zutra adraba, havele le'memar amai. The Gemara should ask why. Lefikach amru, that's why some mefarshim disagree and they say, debechol ainyan shenida'at atzmo, mefer le'atzmo. Any time Talmid Chacham puts himself in the cherem, whether he's deserving of the cherem or not, he's always able to get himself out. וכן דעת הרמב״ם ז"ל בפרק ז' מהלכות תלמוד תורה וראיתי מקצת מפרשים שכתבו דלה גרסינה פשיטה אלא אחי גרסינה מפה לעצמו כי ומי שגורס כן דברי הרשב"א נכונים בטעמם if you change the גרסה of the Gemara a little bit the Rashba would be correct.
Why can't he take himself out if somebody else put him Talmud Chacham if somebody else put him to
Chere? Who? Morzutra? He put himself in.
No, I'm saying that student or whoever he put to Chere, why he couldn't take himself out?
Oh, because somebody else put it on him. If somebody else bigger puts it on you, then he's got to take it off. Yeah? Now. V'chi'ay levete sharei l'nafsheh. When he went home, he took it off himself. Morzutra. Kedesh lo yitzterchu b'nei beto l'yitrachek mimenu. So that his family didn't need to distance himself from him. Because what's the halacha by menudeh? You have to. Distance. U'meha mashma de menudeh afilu b'nei beto no'agin bo nidui. It sounds from this Gemara that even the family members of the menudeh have to treat him according to the Dine Nidui, the Ilam, Maiki Ailebete. Because if not, says the Ran on the top, why did Morzutra have to take it off as soon as he got home? ומיהו הראב"ד זל כתב דאשתו אינה חייבת לנהוג בו נידוי. That's for everybody in the family besides his wife. Why? בטעמה דמילתא משום דאשתו כגופו. Just like he doesn't have to treat himself בנידוי, so to his wife also doesn't have to. Can he can a מנודה stand in his own דלת אמות? Huh? Yeah, there's no, he doesn't have the klape himself, he doesn't have din nidui. Now he says, "Vidaikla, where does he learn this from? Ida Island be perikvel megrachin, menude ma'ub dashmish amita. De mishto chayav linhog bo nidui, ma kam ibay le pshita da afilu kiruv ba'alma asur. Ela vaday ishto muteret from the fact that the Gemara had to ask in moed katan, if a menude can have dashmish amita, what's the question? If the wife is not allowed to be in his dalet amot, right? What are you even asking about Tashmish Amita? From the fact that the Gemara asks about Tashmish Amita in the context of Menudeh, what does that tell you about being in his Dalet Amot? Mutar. That's the Ra'avad's Raya. Huh? Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
Maybe the question, maybe she still has to be in his Dalet Amot, but he has a chiyuv towards her.
Why?
It's not Ona.
It's asur, that's not true. We hold la'alacha that menudeh is asur b'tishma shemita. Even though he has mitzvat ze. Tov. Now he says, let's just finish off the run. Ve'efshal lidchot ra'aya zo. The run rebuffs this ra'aya, da'afilu im timtzen omar di'ishto chayevet linhog bo nidui. Even if his wife did need to observe nidui with regards to the husband, mashkach adla la'i ba'aya, bimnudeh la'ir acheret. We could find, the question would be, what happens if he's not menudeh in this city, he's only menudeh in a different city, she'no menudeh la'iro. ואפילו אחי הוא עצמה מנודה, הוא still a מנודה, and that's why, there's the question, can they be משמש? ואם איתה דה מנודה אסור בתשמיש מיטה, הוא עצמה אסור בכך, אף על פי שאשתו מותרת, even though the wife is מותר, but he would still be אסור, that's the Gemara's question over there, so therefore, the Ran tells the Ravid, you don't really have a good ראיה, that the wife is מותר to stand in his דלת אמות. עד כאן.